last week. So,
thank you, Nathan. Going into camp, kind of a little bit of background of I've never been I can sing with the mic, but I can't talk. I'm used to talking to these guys and not to you guys, but no. I had never been a camper myself. I've never been to camp other than a counselor, and so. But with that said, I've been to camp quite a few times as a counselor. The camp that we went to, Camp Chautauqua, I lived there for 2 years, full time staff. I was their maintenance guy, and then I also counseled youth, kind of from all over, inner city kids to country kids to any, you know, all different, very diverse. Kids, and I that's where I kind of fell in love with investing in youth, and that's where I felt called to teach and share the gospel with kids. So Camp Chautauqua, just going into it this year, has a really nice, awesome place in my heart. So I was excited going to camp and getting to spend a whole week with each and every one of these amazing young men and women to be able to learn a little bit more about them. During the week, I only get a couple hours a week with them. So to spend, I don't know, like 60 hours straight with these guys, it was awesome. And I want to read something and talk a little bit about kind of what I got from camp. Romans 13:11, it says, if you look at the back of our shirts, it's kind of the theme verse of the camp this year, awaken. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believed. So I loved the theme this year, to awaken spiritually out of the sleep. Oftentimes, myself included, we kind of go through the motions and go through our routines of life, and when we get an opportunity to go to camp, unplug from the world, and being preached to 2-3 times a day, being encouraged by other Christians and people who love God, and then having the Bible in your hand every day, and then having somebody, you know, yell at you if you don't have your Bible with you when you come to service, it's kind of like, oh, it's accountability, and it's super important to, in my life as well as these youth's life, to be in God's Word. And so being able to come to camp and be in the Word every day with these men and women has been a huge opportunity to really see these guys grow and myself grow. It was really awesome for the first time. I've been, like I said, a counselor for a couple years, but to be able to go with my wife, her and Miss Lisa were able to deal and handle the young ladies, and me and Nathan can just focus on the guys. And I grew up with a bunch of sisters, so anytime I get an opportunity to hang out with a bunch of guys, I'm all about it, playing sports and all that stuff. And so to get away from the girls for a little bit, I'm all about that. So it's been really good. But an opportunity to serve God with my wife is a dream come true. I loved it. And if you haven't noticed, she's not here. She's with her sister. She just graduated high school, and she's in New York right now, so she couldn't be here. But she wanted to, for me to say that she loves you guys, and she absolutely loved spending time with the girls and getting to know them and have just a closer, stronger relationship with them. And, I loved the worship. The one thing that was asked when they had worship was one of the worship pastors on the team was talking about, like, what does worship mean to me? And he explained it, and it just kind of hit me a little bit. I was like, you know, worship isn't if you sing really well, which, you know, I probably shouldn't be up there if that's the case. But if your heart is in the right place, it doesn't matter if you can sing a beautiful tone. It's if your heart's in the right place, and that's what God accepts. That's what God loves, is someone who has their attitude, their heart in the right place. And if you have an amazing skill to sing, when your heart's not in the right place, God sees it as nothing. And so it was really good to hear that, and the messages every day was just really encouraging. And so that's kind of my testimony. That's my kind of recap of camp this year. So thank you.
Can y'all see him all right? All right, okay. All right. Talk nice and loud, all right, buddy.
All right. Hi, people. What I was really expecting about going to church camp was I really didn't know. All I knew was that Jacob just said it was the best camp in the world, so I went by that. What was different about the camp that I expected was it was a lot more fun than I expected, and the services were actually really good, and they were really deep and touched my heart and made me understand that God will always be there for me. What was something really funny that I enjoyed was how Pastor Pope was expressive when he preached, and Pastor Gibbs almost bought a $19,000 pen. Then Pastor Nate was playing basketball, and he was playing like Shaq. He was unguardable. I made that I made this year was I made the decision to surrender to God's will for my life.
In case anyone doesn't know me, my name is Lisa Kern, and my husband Jerry and I started, we were leaders of the youth group, but now we've kind of, Stephen and Shane are taking over, but we still help out. And I was privileged to go to camp this year again, which I love. And I just first want to say thanks to everyone who made it possible for us to go to camp, whether you prayed for us or gave financially or sent your kid to camp or you fasted. None of it was wasted, and it was an awesome week. And I'm probably going to cry, just to tell you right now. It could be because I'm not a public speaker, or it could be because of emotion. But there are a couple things at camp this year. One of the main things, and I don't know if you guys remember Kevin Bell, who preached here not long ago. He led worship for all the services. But in the morning service, we don't really dress up, and he would wear a T-shirt every morning that had like a different little saying or quote. And one of the first mornings, the quote on his shirt was that God wastes nothing. And that was kind of my theme for the week, just because, just for my own personal life, and then the lives of so many of our teens, there's a lot of hard stuff that happens in our lives. And I know we don't understand it, and it doesn't seem fair, it doesn't seem right, but if we trust God, he can work that somehow to our good. We can either grow spiritually, or we can be a blessing to someone else. And I just really hope that our teens went away from camp this year knowing that that's the truth, because you just never know how God will use something that seems like a terrible circumstance. And then another thing at camp, Tom Wagner preaches at camp a lot. This year he did. And one thing that, and I hope he comes here someday to preach because he's awesome. One thing that he always does at camp on the last day of camp, he has little crosses that I've seen them be just kind of different varieties, but this was the cross this year. Thursday morning service, he laid all the crosses out on the front of the stage. And the service is about, the theme of it was this year, awaken, and so it was awakening to service. So he lays all the crosses out and he preaches, and an invitation, it's kind of focused on if you feel like God is calling you to be in ministry somehow, could be preaching or being a minister's wife or missions, just any way you think God might be calling you to service to come up and get a cross. And so at the end of the morning service, there were still crosses left. So at altar call and the evening service, during that invitation, Kevin Bell started mentioning, you know, there's still more crosses up here. There's still more people. If you feel God calling you to surrender, just, you know, come up and get a cross. And so I'm still standing. All the counselors go up front before invitation. We all stand there and pray, either with our group or if there's someone from another group that needs prayer. So we're all standing in the front for invitation. So I'm standing through the invitation. And one thing about camp this year, on Thursday night, it's usually always a long invitation. But this year, I feel like every night the invitations were long. But Thursday night, It was probably the longest invitation that I've ever experienced, and I would say probably longer than most of you have ever experienced. It was really awesome. Kids just keep coming and praying, but if you're not praying with anyone, you're just kind of standing there taking it in. And for me, like, thinking about all the things that I might need to work on, but I was just kind of taking it all in and just got the sense of that I just really loved where I was at this week, and I loved what I was doing. And then as soon as I started thinking about that, then I started feeling convicted. So I don't know, I'm sure some of you know that Jerry Phil's called to full-time ministry. And as much as I like always support him, and especially because he's my husband, I just wanna like just be supportive and be submissive to what he feels like God's calling him to do. But I feel like part of me was still not really fully surrendered, because I was still counting, like, what is it going to cost us as a family? So I started being, I just felt so convicted, but I'm just standing there being stubborn because that's just my nature, to be extra stubborn. And it's the truth. You can ask Jerry, he will tell you. But so I started praying, and I'm like, well, God, at the end of this invitation, if there's like one cross left up here on the stage, then I'll just know that that's your will for me and Jerry to be in full-time ministry. So I'm like praying about it, and kids just keep coming, and they're taking them. And so all the crosses are gone. And then Kevin Bell steps forward, and he takes one more out of his pocket. And he's, well, before that, he started calling out adults. Like, he's been calling the children out, and he says, there's adults in here that need to get right too. So now my heart's like really beating. Like, I don't know if you guys, when I get convicted, my heart is about to come out of my chest. But so my heart's beating really fast. And then he comes up and he lays that one more cross down. And at that point, I'm like, I have to. So I needed Pastor Nathan to pray with me. And someone came and got the cross before I could get it. But I still knew that cross, I just felt like that was that one was for me. And so Pastor Nathan and I prayed about it. And I just had a feeling of just like, I don't know, this is a different kind of peace about ministry. So I go back to my seat, and we're all sitting down now. We're all back at our seats, and I'm like, I'm going to tell Nathan this funny story about how I'm up here trying to, like, have God show me a sign. And in the during the message, one of the things that Pastor Pope said was that, you know, God doesn't owe us any tricks. He doesn't have to show us miracles or whatever. But so I'm telling Nathan, back at my seat, you know, I was standing up there and I was telling God, just leave one more cross, and if you do, I'll know that it's your will. And you know, that there wasn't any more crosses. And then Kevin Bell brought one more out, and I still didn't take it, but I still, I felt like that one was for me. And while I'm talking, Nathan is pulling out of his pocket this cross that he had during service. And the story behind this cross is that Jacob Dibert misplaced his glasses earlier in the day. And in the process of looking for their glasses, Pastor Nathan found this cross. And he said he walked away from it like a couple times and almost didn't pick it up. But he did pick it up and he put it in his pocket. And then he said he felt guilty because he's standing up there the whole time at invitation and he's probably has someone's cross that they like need to be surrendered, and he has it in his pocket. And so to just bring it all together, sometimes God answers your prayers when he doesn't really have to, and he answers it in a better way than you can even pray for it. Because not only did he give me the sign that I asked for, but he had my pastor give it to me, which was just even more of a blessing, and possibly maybe a little bit of a confirmation that even Nathan needed to hear. I'm not sure about that, but so I just had a really great week at camp, and I just want to advise you, if you go as a counselor, you think you're going for the kids, but I promise you, you'll get more out of it than you ever can imagine. And I just would appreciate if you guys could just pray for Jerry and I, because it's one thing to be on a camp high and everything's great, but it will have a lot of choices that I'm sure are be what we might consider difficult. But Mike Purden, this is the last thing and I'll be finished, but I've heard Mike Purden, he's a pastor in a church in Grove City, and he helps a lot with camp. Several times he's mentioned that he just started out saying one yes at a time, And I would just, like, really hope that you guys could pray for me that I'll just keep saying yes, one yes at a time. But.